Each Wednesday, Mike Davis, Easy Ticket Mike, a ticket broker, joins us. We talk a little sports, and hopefully he sells some tickets. And the NFL regular season kicks off tomorrow night with Tennessee, of course, in Pittsburgh. That should be a lot of fun to watch that one. If you got Sports Illustrated this week, there was four different quarterbacks on the cover, and one of them was Ben Roethlisberger. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging to the wings. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So Monday night, tomorrow night, the big kickoff with the Titans and the Steelers. I like the Steelers this year. I think they're still going to be a tough team.
Yeah, they look really good. I think, the Titans, they were a good team this last year, and mm-hmm. I think that should be an awesome game. I mean, I'm looking for Pittsburgh to pull it out, mainly because they're going to be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the same thing. It probably would be a close game. I agree with the adjective awesome. I'll be watching it because I'm a huge NFL nut. College football, of course, we were talking about this the last time you were here. It kicks off, and there wasn't any, I don't think, really big surprises in anything that we saw, but it's early going, and some of the, I think, juicier matchups, they're pretty much halfway through the season, but it certainly gets you excited for football, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, there's going to be some great games here the next few weeks, but, the top teams, they're not going to really be tested until probably about the middle of October. You know, I think there is a big game, though, this week. It's Ohio State and USC. Now, of course, Ohio State, they barely squeaked by Navy this last week. You know, if you saw that game or saw the highlights, Ohio State won by 4 points, but they had to intercept a 2-point conversion by Navy that would have tied it, and then they ran back and got 2 points for scoring a touchdown on the extra point from Navy. But USC is going to pretty much rout Ohio State this week. Maybe, of course, Ohio State may have been looking forward to this week's game with them. So,
yeah, but no kidding. And look past the matchup with Navy. Sometimes that happens. I'm not a big Ohio State fan, so I'm with you. I like the Trojans to pretty much trounce Ohio State, and then they'll fall in the rankings. And by the way, a reminder, if you want to go to a college football game, great way to get tickets, go to easy-ticket.com, and it's E-Z, the initials, and that's how you'll get to Mike's site. I love that you sent me this note about Derek Jeter, because, of course, I was watching that. Tyon Gehrig, he gets the all-time hits with the Yankees. He had a great game against the Rays. So career-wise, man, he is playing the hits. 2,721. He's an exciting player to watch. The Yankees are still a fun team to either hate, to love, or just to watch play.
Yeah, and Jeter's having he's having a phenomenal season, and he's batting .330 for the year. So, he's doing great. I think he's going to shine in the World Series again.
I totally agree with you. He's pumped up. He's like the confirmed bachelor. He's like the Joe Namath of Major League Baseball. And then he announces he's getting married, which was a giant shocker, I think. But he's settling in, and he's always been that tremendous player. He's got a fistful of rings, as we all know, and it could be the Yankees back again. In the AL, too, you're a big Texas Ranger fan, and, of course, the Rangers are still in the hunt for the wild card spot. Who knows?
Yeah, they're two games back behind Boston right now. The Rangers are putting out some tickets for the postseason. I guess they feel strong. Boston's got a tough schedule ahead. We've got about 3.5 more weeks until the regular season's over. But Boston, I think, has a tougher schedule than the Rangers do. So the Rangers may be able to pull it out and move two games up on Boston and get that last wild card spot.
Yeah, no kidding. Easy Ticket, Mike, thanks. We'll remind everyone again, go to easy-ticket.com. You have a great week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate, you have a good week, too.
And we remind everybody that you can also get concert tickets. Metallica is out on tour again. Kiss is touring. Brad Paisley is touring all over the place. He's going to be through Texas. Anyone listening to me in the state of Texas, Britney Spears. I wonder what her concerts are like. I'm not so sure. Coming up next, we have a very